Today on Portland Radio Project's Community Voices, where we spotlight local nonprofits doing amazing work for our community, we are featuring Weird Portland United. When I think about what Portland uses to identify itself, how we identify ourselves as a city, three very simple words come to mind. And they are painted on the side of a building, so we can't miss it. Keep Portland weird. It's simple and straight, right to the point, right? I am your host, Veronica Bezesti, and joining me in the studio is the president of Weird Portland United, Christine Lassiter. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about your organization. We're going to dive into Weird Portland United, but I was hoping first you could define weird for me. Define that word or that concept, that ideology for me.
Well, if you asked everybody, you're going to get different answers.
Sure.
Everybody has a different answer about what is weird to them. I myself look at weird as being your true, authentic self outside of that box of normal.
Yeah.
That nobody really fits in, but people pretend. So outside of that label, just being your true self, that is weird to me. It's a wonderful, fantastic thing.
It's uniqueness. Mm-hmm. It's creativeness.
Absolutely.
It's all these things that maybe to me feel like they are soul-fulfilling.
When you tap into it,
yeah,
and when you accept it with everything without worry about what people think, it's a powerful thing. It's an extremely, you know, for a lot of people, weird growing up, you know, may have been used to suppress in some ways. Like,
sure,
oh, you're weird, you know, gosh, school, what a torture chamber that was. But once you realize that your uniqueness,
mm-hmm,
your own special thing is important, it's valid, and that you can let it shine, man, it is the most powerful thing you can do.
What do those three words mean to you, keep Portland weird?
Well, I will tell you, I'm originally from Texas, East Texas. And I visited Portland for a work trip. Like, they sent me up here to do training back in about 2015. I didn't know anything about Portland.
Okay.
I didn't know that Portland was weird. I didn't know I didn't know anything, honestly.
Yeah.
And I told my boss, I'm like, hey, I like traveling new places. Can you send me up a couple days early? I'd like to check it out. So she did. I got here, and I immediately started exploring. And I often describe this as, you know, when you've seen those videos where colorblind people get the special glasses for the first time.
Yeah.
And they can see color and they get emotional because they've never really seen color before. And now this world is beautiful and incredible. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly how I felt when I visited Portland. Not only did I visit in the spring.
You hit us at a good time.
Good grief. I mean, I've never in my life seen foliage and flowers and trees, the colors and shapes and everything that they are here. It's truly remarkable. And I'm from East Texas, which is a green part of Texas, but it's not. I mean, it's not. There's no comparison. But then it was also the people. And I would notice people with, I mean, every type of dress, every type of hair, tattoos everywhere. I mean, the whole works all over the place. And the thing I noticed most was that nobody batted an eye. Nobody looked. Nobody, you know, did the whole like neck crane to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And it was such a remarkable thing. And I mean, it was in that moment that I was like, I'm moving to Portland. And it was a lot of that weird. It was, I remember seeing, he's a good friend of mine now, but I remember seeing a very small man, about 3 foot. He'll say he's 3'6". He's actually 3'9".
Oh.
But because if you say that you're smaller than 3'9", you apparently get more gigs, which is really funny. Who would have thought? Nick said he's a great friend of mine. But when I was visiting, I saw him. He was goth.
Mm-hmm.
He was just jet black hair, black eyeliner, goth. I could tell, like, he is a performer of some type. And I was like, ooh, I want to know who that is. And I was holding my Voodoo Donuts box, you know, as a tourist tends to do. I'm East Texas girl. I see him go around the corner from Voodoo, and he goes into the Kit Kat Club. And I was like, I so want to go and ask him questions, but I just literally can't. I'm tourist. I look tourist. I'm holding my tourist donuts. I can't. I can't do it. But I followed him online for 7 years. And it was like that little glimpse of like, there's characters here. There's characters. And then I started a podcast called Finding My Own Weird last January. And he was one of the first people I reached out to. And I'm like, hey, not in a creepy way, but I've been stalking you for a really long time. Will you come be on my podcast? And, you know, that was my first step into the weird. And I just, when you talk to these people, when you listen to their stories, because the podcast is about their journey to become their true authentic selves. It's not about the weird that they are. Mm-hmm. Man, these are some of the most beautiful people I've ever known. Genuine, loving, caring, giving. Yeah. They give so much. And I think that's the part that sometimes gets hidden.
Sure.
In the character.
Sure. Behind the thing that somebody that hasn't been around that consistently would do that double take that you referenced earlier.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I interviewed a couple of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and I've quoted this so many times, but Sister Donna said they like to be the biggest and weirdest thing in the room. And man, if you've ever seen them in person, they are like tall, big, the big colorful habits and hats and all the stuff that they wear. And but they like to be the biggest, weirdest thing in the room because they want to make space for people to be whatever they want to be, whoever they want to be.
Yeah.
I'm a middle-aged, straight white woman. I mean, I'm like the most basic person in the world. But even I, coming from such a suppressed place, had like weird judgments on me back in Texas and didn't even realize I was holding on to that. But to be in the presence of these people and to see what they're doing and to get to know them, they're able to open up something in you that is unexpected.
Sure.
And when you can tear down those walls of caring what other people think, it's a valuable service.
Yes, it's very, very powerful.
That the weird provides.
Yes.
It's what makes the community be more inclusive and provide space for originality and creativity.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't for the weird, we'd be nowhere USA.
We'd be so boring.
It would be so boring.
Well, let's talk about the amazing community that you've built with Weird Portland United.
Well, I've been so lucky that the trajectory has been so quick in this. So actually, Brian Kidd, a.k.a. the Unipiper, he started Weird Portland United in 2018. He noticed that the city was kind of losing a little bit of its sparkle, a little bit of its pizzazz. Like, the weird was kind of getting brushed to the side. And so he wanted to do something that would really enhance that weird again.
Yeah.
And so he started the nonprofit Weird Portland United and, you know, started on a great course with that, did some really cool things with it. And then had a really pretty good successful year in 2019, and then 2020 hit, like it hit everyone.
Sure.
And of course, COVID shut down everything everywhere, and we were dormant all that time too. And then we've just started coming out of that. Brian, he's so busy. The Unipiper is everywhere, doing everything. He's so busy. And he still is a very active part. He's still on the board and very active in Weird Portland United, but he needed to step down as president. I'd actually interviewed him last year on my podcast, and we got to talking about how I like to do event planning and things like that. So they brought me onto the board last year to help with the gala. Mm-hmm. We had a fundraiser gala last year. It was super fun. And in that short time, not only did we have a very successful gala, but I stepped into the position of president. And our goal and mission, which I think is incredible, is to celebrate, amplify, and incubate all that is wonderful and weird here in Portland.
Love.
It's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I think that people think that the weird is kind of gone or it's faded or whatever. But let me tell you, it is not. It's in every nook and cranny in this city. And, you know, I know that city officials care a lot about the money and they they kind of run after like big corporations and stuff they want to bring to the city. But those corporations come and go. And they'll come and they'll bring people from out of state to come work for them. People who are not invested in our community, who don't understand the weird, who don't care about, you know, the values that we have. And then the corporations leave. And some of those people stay, some of them leave. But if we would just focus on really celebrating and really giving a lot of support to that weird community, that's what's holding Portland together. That those all these small businesses and these artists and everything else, they are the backbone of this city. I've been to all those cities that don't have that, I assure you. I grew up in a city that didn't have that. And it's,
and what do the weirdos do?
They
move to Portland.
They move.
They get out. Right.
They get out as quick as they can.
Right.
And if we're not careful here, if we're not supporting that community, they're not going to be able to financially stay here.
Yeah.
Because it is very expensive to live here. And so some of the things that we're working on is I want to create a database on our website that lists all the weird. Weird businesses, weird artists, weird performers, weird landmarks, everything weird. Yeah. So that, because when I started my podcast and I started looking for weird, when I'd look it up, and I'm a very good Googler, I can Google like a pro, but it would just give me like the top 10 same things everywhere I looked. And it was very difficult to kind of mine out. And, you know, so I was looking for talent to bring onto my podcast, but it was very hard. I was having to do word of mouth and everything like that. And I was actively seeking weird. And so I know that a lot of people, not only visitors that come, but even within our city, they want to support. But if they're tucked away, it's very hard to find them.
Right.
And so I want to bring them all to the forefront. I want it to be where if you're looking for anything weird, you're going to be able to go to our website and you're going to be able to find everything. And that's going to shine a light on all of these communities, all of these different aspects of weird.
Absolutely. And let's say this out loud. Someone might be weird, but they're in the cubicle right next to you and you would never know.
Oh, they are.
Right? They lurk among us.
I myself am a mortgage broker.
There you go.
Probably the least weird thing you could imagine being. we've got IT guys, it's literally UPS drivers. I mean, they really are. There could be bagging your groceries. They could be taking your order at a restaurant. They could be doing your hair. I mean, they could be doing all these things. They live among us.
They live among us. What are some of the support mechanisms that Weird Portland United is putting into place that people can get engaged in and support the weird community and probably have one of the best times of their lives?
Well, we do have a lot of things that we're working on currently that I'm super excited about. One of the things that we're working on is, and we've been wanting to do this for a while, is we want to do a mural project. And it would be a series of murals of weird. And so we're actually working with the Portland Street Art Alliance.
Love that.
And some of the funds that we are working on, you know, raising is to help with the murals, because murals they're not cheap. Especially if you want one that's decent, and why would you not?
And won't rinse away
during
9 months of rain.
Right.
Right.
And so we're working with the Street Art Alliance because we want to, they're helping us look for small businesses that maybe cannot afford a mural to commission one on their own. They're helping us with like grants and you know, different proposals that we're trying to get out there so that we can get some extra funding, because we want to not only, you know, put the weird out there out loud and proud, but we also want to help these small businesses.
Right.
Because a mural on their building helps bring foot traffic, it brings more visibility, it cuts down on tagging, you know, all of these things to not only help the business itself, but the community.
Right.
So we're looking at this not only as a way to amplify the weird, but also to help support these small businesses.
That's amazing.
It's such a cool thing. I'm so excited about
You've got some cruises coming up. Let's talk about the cruises. Everybody loves a cruise.
Well, we got this email out of the blue.
Okay.
Portland Spirit Cruises is celebrating their 30th year here in Portland. So they've been going up and down the Willamette for 30 years.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
A long time, right?
Yeah.
And they are, they're doing two cruises in May 9th and May 23rd, as their anniversary cruises. And they decided to do something really special with these cruises. They are taking the proceeds from these two cruises, and they are donating it to two nonprofits. And they chose the Winter Light Festival and Weird Portland United.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We were just so blown away because, you know, we know that there are a lot of nonprofits in the city. And to be considered for that, they feel like that the weird really needs to be amplified and celebrated. And so there's actually going to be they're doing kind of the best of Portland, so they're going to have a lot of vendors on there. But they're also going to have some special guests.
Ooh.
Like they're going to have the Unipiper and Corny the Chicken and Morris the Moose and Una the Mermaid and my alter ego, Aurelia Star Dancer.
Love her.
Centaur's favorite, Portland's favorite centaur.
Love.
Yes, yes. So we're going to have a great time with that. It's a two-hour cruise. The tickets are only like $30 a piece.
Okay.
And you
and it's for the cruises May 9th and May 23rd.
Yes.
Is one of those days benefiting your organization versus the other, or is it a collective of the two?
I think they're going to collect them and then divide them up.
Okay.
So they're not designated. We're actually going to be on both cruises.
Fun.
So people have opportunities to get their photos taken with us and everything, which is going to be such a fun time for us, too.
Well, that sounds great. Weather will be pretty decent, I bet, in May.
Fingers crossed.
You know, what a fun way to spend a couple of hours seeing a part of the city. You know, when you live here, you forget to be a tourist sometimes.
And being here only 7 years now, man, every time I drive over the bridges, I look at our city and go,
She's a pretty
love
little one. Yeah.
My city so much. It is such a beautiful city. And it is really spectacular when you get to see it, you know, from the water.
From that vantage
beautiful.
Point.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. What's Weird Fest?
Oh, this is what I'm particularly excited about. So last year we did the Weird Gala. And super fun. It was really wonderful. 80s theme. Really cool. But I felt like... with a gala, those are kind of a little bit more pricey. Like the tickets were $45.
It feels formal.
It is a little bit more formal. The price point made it where some people were not able to attend, and because of the way of a gala, it really didn't enhance other parts of Weird.
Okay,
like it, you know, some of us characters were there, but. Not really small businesses and artists and things like that. There wasn't really a lot of that. And I felt like if we're really going to do this and do it right, let's do it right.
Yeah.
I don't know why Portland has not had a Weird Fest before. There's a lot of other fests. But, I mean, we're known for Weird. Why do we not have that? So I decided we need to have something that is going to be family friendly.
Great.
So that all ages can come. It needs to really incorporate all of the aspects of Weird. So we will have Weird vendors and artists and performers and bands and characters all in one place. We are doing this September the 7th at Oaks Park. What a cool place to have
nice.
Weird Fest.
Nice.
They are fantastic to work with, by the way. They've been great. So it's a way for us to really give Weird to the city.
Yeah.
And showcase things more in one location so people can come and check it out. Locals, outsiders, everybody can come and get a glimpse and hopefully participate in a little bit of the Weird. We want to have, like, Weird costume contests, and there's going to be lots of activities for people to do.
Fun.
We're going to have, like, a beer garden. We're working with Gigantic Brewery, who is one of our partners, who do a Weird beer series. So they're fantastic.
Yeah.
We just released the Poison Waters beer. We are going to have like a 21 and up section that's going to be a little bit more extreme, kind of like sideshow type attractions as well. So there will be a little bit of everything there.
What a great way to offer an opportunity for the community to be exposed to the weird in an environment where it's the norm.
Exactly. And we want that little kid who may be called weird at school or, you know, maybe not feel like they fit in or whatever. I want them to come and see the Portland Slee Stack in all of his glory and just be like, wow, if weird means I can be a giant lizard man or, you know, Darth Vader mask wearing, kilt wearing unicyclist or, you know, a mermaid floating around in her tank or whatever, or whatever their weird feels like, whatever. If they can feel like, I can be proud that I'm different, I can be proud, look, I can grow up and be weird, and it's a cool thing, it's a great thing. That's how we incubate.
Yes.
So that we continue having generations of weird. It's such a cool way to bring that weird together and to put it out in the open for everyone.
Absolutely. I love the way you phrased that, to incubate. And to also make sure that people are very aware. There you go. Okay, that works. That being weird, you're still financially responsible.
Yeah.
You're still a fabulous parent. You're still an upstanding member of the community.
I'm a grandma.
I realize this is radio, but not a day over 29, this lady sitting across the counter from me.
I'm 50.
So, you know, what a great way for that child
right.
to see that there is an adult having fun in their life, but still being a responsible adult, an adult with responsibilities.
I think that's where people kind of get confused.
Yeah.
Because I've been a little bit surprised to hear people respond with, that's what's wrong with Portland. As the weird.
Slackers.
And I'm like, please say more. And, you know, when they associate it with drugs downtown or the unhoused population, and I'm like, those are not the things that that's not what we're talking about. Those are real problems that really need to be addressed.
Yes.
They are not part of the weird community. They are the city's issues that we need to work on. And if we will help celebrate and come out more for all of these fun, weird things that are going on, then we are going to close those big open spaces that allow for dark things to happen. We're going to close those in with positive influences and positive activities. And that's what's going to help the city more than anything.
When you start embracing and allow the embrace for what makes us special, then that opens up the opportunity for advocacy across the board.
Absolutely.
Right? One last thing that we're going to talk about that Weird Portland United has coming up is Realms Unknown.
Yes. So we're actually working with Una the Mermaid, who we love.
Love.
Love her so much. And so she did this last year, Realms Unknown. It's a three-day, all-genre, immersive fantasy festival.
Oh.
And so it's just on kind of out on the outskirts of Portland. It's about 26 miles out at the Lewis River Golf Course.
Okay.
It's basically this live-action event where you can go and have role-playing. There's different realms. We are actually participating and going to have a weird realm there.
Okay.
But they have, like, the fairy realms. They have, like, time travelers, ages past, goblins, all of these different things in one place.
Fun.
And on many, many acres.
Fun.
So we came in kind of late last year, so we weren't able to participate last year. We're very excited to be participating this year. It's going to be September 20th through 22nd.
Okay.
And tickets are on sale for that already.
Wow.
And, so that is going to be, man, if you just want to see a lot of people being a lot of things, that's also going to be a good spot.
I bet.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. So,
what a wonderful event and idea to put together to give that space and to allow for that creativity in a safe space.
And you know what? Honestly, every space should be a safe space.
Well, every space should be a safe space. Yeah,
you know,
you're absolutely right.
And I love that we're in a city that it's more so.
Yeah.
That we can do this. When I show up as Aurelia Star Dancer, let me tell you.
I can't wait for it.
The most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
I show up, I feel like I'm on the red carpet, pictures, click, 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 click. People coming up to me with their cameras going, I'm FaceTiming my niece. Can you say hello?
Oh, wow.
And people shouting out, you're so beautiful. They're not doing that to me on the streets. Not unless I'm dressed Azalea?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you go out there? You know, take that risk. Stop worrying about
what other people think.
Other people think. And just do something for you for fun.
Right.
For fun's sake.
And even if you are not yourself in character or have that alter ego or that AKA, it's still a great time. It's still a wonderful experience. It's opening your eyes to more of what our community offers as a whole. So you don't need to be in costume. I'm air quoting as I say that. To be a part of it.
I agree 100%. You don't have to be a character.
No.
But you do have to feel comfortable in your own skin, whatever that is.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what we hope to bring, is that people can feel like, I can be me.
I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to scope out more details about all of these amazing events and opportunities that Weird Portland United is offering our community. Go to their website, weirdportlandunited.org. We'll have that linked on our website, prp.fm. So you can, you know, if you're already there, you can just click on over. We'll make it easy for you.
Yes. And you can also follow us on all social media. You can also follow me at Aurelia Stardancer on Instagram. And we'll be posting about all of these things. We're going to have a lot of opportunities for people to come and participate.
Love.
And we hope that you do.
Yay. Christine, thank you so much for coming to the Portland Radio Project studio. We appreciate you being here, and we celebrate all things weird right alongside you.
Yay! Thank you for having me.
Thanks to all of you for tuning in to Community Voices. I'm your host, Veronica Bozesti. Thanks for listening to PRP.